And the wave of protests sweeping over North Africa and the Middle East illustrate the frustrations of so many people in that region. In Libya, those frustrations have been bottled up for more than four decades. In the eastern city of Tobruk, where opponents of Muammar Gaddafi are now in control, anger against the Libyan leader is now spilling out. NPR's Jason Bobian reports.
Anti-Qaddafi protests continue here on a daily basis. These students last night were shouting, "Qaddafi is crazy," and calling for the longtime leader to go. Demonstrations like these would have been unthinkable just 2 weeks ago when Qaddafi still controlled this area. The street protests are the most visible sign of people's pent-up rage. But even away from the demonstrators on Tobruk's central square, anti-Qaddafi sentiment is everywhere. Graffiti mocks the eccentric ruler. A local state-run radio station has defected to the rebels, and an independent opposition newspaper, printed on just a few sheets of paper, started publishing a couple of days ago. And ordinary residents are finally feeling free enough to speak out against the regime.
We are here in an area called El Hatiya, one of the oldest and the poorest area in Tobruk.
Anwar Hassan used to live in this neighborhood until the government bulldozed his home to put in a road. He says he was never given any compensation. The road was built elsewhere, and the site of his old home is now just a vacant lot. Hassan shakes with anger as he talks about the Qaddafi regime.
Then they didn't do nothing except destroying people.
As we talk, a dust storm turns the sky orange and whips sand across Hatiya's deeply rutted dirt roads. Raw sewage runs in gullies in the streets. Just over the hill, crude oil flows each day through glistening pipes at one of Libya's largest oil refineries. But here, there's no running water. Multiple families are crammed into crumbling cinder block houses. In one house we visit, 16 people from three families live in a three-room building.
Life here is miserable. Sometimes when I walk here myself, I swear I cry. I cry for when I see people live like this.
Hassan says Qaddafi has squandered Libya's oil wealth. The World Bank ranks Libya as an upper middle income country with a per capita gross domestic product of roughly $12,000 a year. But under Qaddafi, Libya's oil wealth hasn't filtered down very far into the lower layers of society. Hassan says Qaddafi has kept Libyans down by terrifying them and giving them just enough food to survive.
And we determined here in Tobruk and the whole Libyans either die or be free. Death or freedom. And we will be free.
In this neighborhood, young men, old women, even kids are eager to talk about why they support the revolution. The main theme is that they want a better life, either for themselves or their children. But people say before, they weren't allowed to criticize the system. Critics would be rounded up by the Internal Security Department. The imam at the local mosque, Mohammed Nassif Abdelhamid, says in the past it was impossible even for a religious man to criticize the government. There is no way I could have talked about the regime before this revolution, Abdelhamid says, because in each mosque in all of Libya, the government asks before each sermon what we will say, and had I said anything against them, I would have been taken away. I support these demonstrations from the bottom of my heart, the imam says. I support the youth that made this revolution. And last week, for the first time in his life, Imam Abdelhamid says he spoke out against the Qaddafi regime during Friday prayers. In his sermon, he denounced the government attacks on protesters, reminding them of Islam's prohibition against killing your fellow human beings. Jason Bobian, NPR News, Tobruk, Libya.